burn off your beer belly number 11. Welcome to 2016.
Woo! I don't know where I was going with that. In my head, it sounded so much better than what it said when I came out.
Woo! Voila, there's your hangover. Hey, Belly Burning Nation. Welcome to Burn Off Your Beer Belly, where we help beer drinkers get healthy, lose weight, and burn off their beer belly so they can live a stress-free life. Are you ready to burn belly fat? Visit burnoffyourbeerbelly.com/free course to sign up for our free 7-day belly fat burning course today. Burn through it. Belly Burning Nation, what is up? Ryan Jerome back at you again with my burning hot co-host and girlfriend, Sarah.
Belly Burn Nation, what is up?
We're ready to burn through 2016.
We are. Burn belly fat, that is.
Hell yeah. But today we're talking about one of my favorite subjects, something I know a lot about, curing a hangover using hangover prevention methods.
You sure do know about that.
And we thought, coming off of New Year's, you may be thinking like you need to make a resolution or something to not drink for a month. People tend to do that.
In January,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right after New Year's. But we'll tell you how you can keep drinking, in moderation, of course, and still be healthy about it.
Yeah, we like that. We like the idea of still being able to drink and staying healthy.
But first, if you have questions, go to burnoffyourbeerbelly.com and you can record them using our little speak pipe, little microphone pop-out widget.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you want to call
it. And if you don't like to hear your voice like me, I'm not a big listener of my own voice. I don't know why. You can always email us and then we can read it for you.
We can read it on air and
answer your question.
Answer the question. Mm-hmm. We do prefer if you can record your voice because it actually sounds like you're here with us.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like you're doing the podcast with us.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah. I like that idea too.
Also, if you enjoy the podcast, consider supporting us by subscribing, rating, and reviewing our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Also, share it with your friends and family on
social media. Yeah, if you want to be healthy, make sure your friends are also being healthy. Just like you don't let your friends drink and drive. So have your friends drink, but be healthy about it. I don't know where I was going with that. In my head, it sounded so much better than what it said when I came out.
Thank you, Belly Burning Nation. Now, crack open a cold one and settle in. We're going to give you some powerful information today. You may have heard me mention a few times that I also created a different website. This one's called avoidinghangovers.com. It's sort of our burnoffyourbeerbelly.com sister site, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you would call it that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what
or maybe burnoffyourbeerbelly.com would be the sister site too.
Yeah, that sounds a little bit better.
Avoidinghangovers.com was created first.
Yes.
Either way. But I've been writing for that site for, well, over a year now. And so I've done the research. I've figured out what works and what doesn't. And if you go to avoidinghangovers.com, you can actually pick up a free copy of the Hangover Prevention Cheat Sheet, which will be a condensed version of what we're going to discuss today on this podcast. I think you'll also get a free PDF download of 101 of the best hangover cures. So you might want to go check that out.
Yeah, I would. Definitely.
All right, Belly Burning Nation. It's time to buckle up. And you may want to take notes.
So hangovers suck. I mean, the headaches, you're tired, you like feel so sore, you're just like, ugh. It kind of feels like the flu in a sense. Like you're just like, ugh. Then you feel like you gotta puke, which is even probably the worst part of everything. You just feel nasty.
Yeah, and that nasty taste in your mouth too.
Oh yeah. Ugh.
All right. So we should probably start with basically how do you get a hangover? Like what's the process?
That would be a good start.
It's not as simple as just, oh, you drink a bunch of alcohol and whoop, voila, there's your hangover. I mean, that's what it seems like.
Yeah.
But there's a lot going on there.
No, yeah, there's way more involved.
Like, as soon as you drink whatever your alcohol is, it immediately starts getting broken down by your liver. And this breakdown process, it causes the production of this chemical called acetaldehyde. This acetaldehyde, it's way worse than the alcohol itself. Acetaldehyde, for one, is the MF-er that gives you your hangover. I mean, sure, the alcohol also causes inflammation throughout your body, and that leads to a hangover as well, but acetaldehyde is the top dog when it comes to dishing out hangovers.
God, and it has a bad name too. It's a hard name to look at. It's a hard name to pronounce. And it screws up your body.
Yeah. Acetaldehyde is the culprit. It's the hangover culprit for sure.
If only there was a way to stop this acetaldehyde.
Well, I haven't figured that one out yet. But your body does produce and store this extremely powerful antioxidant called glutathione.
So this is like the superhero that comes and saves the day. Glutathione?
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Remember that name, glutathione. This glutathione does a lot of burning awesome stuff for your body. Like, it increases your energy levels. It slows down your aging process.
Oh.
It strengthens your immune system. It reduces muscle and joint discomfort. It improves mental focus. It'll clear your brain fog. It reduces stress. It improves your quality of sleep.
Wow.
And the big one, it attacks that MF or acetaldehyde.
So it is the superhero then. It defeats the villain.
It does.
Okay.
And theoretically, if you had enough glutathione in your body, it would wipe out acetaldehyde before you could ever get a hangover again. But it's not that easy. There's one little problem. The more alcohol you drink throughout the night, the more your storage of glutathione gets depleted. And eventually, this is what leads you to that hangover.
So it's like the kryptonite to Superman, you know, like glutathione is Superman, and then alcohol is kind of like kryptonite, and so it's depleting it a little bit.
It's not the alcohol.
Okay.
Acetaldehyde.
Is the kryptonite then.
Because glutathione doesn't really have anything to do with the actual alcohol. It's that chemical, the acetaldehyde, that gets created when it breaks down the alcohol.
Okay, I gotcha.
When your liver breaks down the alcohol.
Okay.
So if you want to stop hangovers, if you want to prevent them, you've got to increase your body's glutathione levels before you start drinking. Now, there's a couple other things you want to do before you start drinking as well, but right now, we're only going to talk about the glutathione. And I like to call this whole process my pre-drinking requisite. So here are the ways to increase your body's glutathione levels.
All right, throw them at me. I want to hear them.
You want to take N-acetylcysteine. It's a supplement. Let's just call it NAC. N-acetylcysteine, NAC. I take one 600 milligram capsule every day. And then if I'm drinking, I'm going to bump it up to at least two 600 milligram capsules, and sometimes even more than that. But NAC has been proven to increase your body's glutathione levels.
Now, so, because I'm a woman, do I take the same amount of NAC as you do when you drink?
You do. Okay. There is a slight issue with women.
Oh, what is it? God, there's always a freaking issue.
There's always an issue with women. But
what?
No, women just naturally tend to have lower glutathione levels.
Really?
Yes.
So
that means this is crucial to women. If you're going to be drinking alcohol, you need to boost your body's glutathione levels before you start drinking.
Yeah, okay.
And one surefire way to do that is to take these N-acetylcysteine capsules, or NAC. Another one is you got to take alpha-lipoic acid supplement. I take at least one 600 milligram capsule before I start drinking. And another one, take selenium supplement.
Now, we talked about that for a different episode, about taking it for your thyroid. But it also helps you with a hangover as well.
Yes. And I take one 250 microgram capsule. But you also kind of want to pay attention to your NAC supplement, because sometimes that NAC supplement will have some selenium in it. You know, just check that out.
But if you're a woman, you probably want to take both for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
We're already depleted in the glutathione.